Listening Library presents Aurora Rising, The Aurora Cycle, Book 1, by Amy Kaufman and Jay Kristoff. Read for you by Kimai Guest, Candace Maul, Jonathan McLean, Lincoln Hoppe, Steve West, Aaron Spencer, Jonathan Todd Ross, and Donabella Mortel.
If your squad was hard to find, or if you're still looking, then this one is for you.
Part 1. The Girl Out of Time.
Chapter 1. Tyler. I'm gonna miss the draft. The Hadfield is disintegrating around me. Black arcs of quantum lightning are melting the ship's hull to slag. My spacesuit is screaming 17 different alarms, the lock on this damn cryogenic pod still won't open, and that's the one thought blaring in my head. Not that I should have stayed in my rack and gotten a good night's sleep. Not that I should have just ignored the damn distress call and headed back to Aurora Academy. And not that this is a really stupid way to die. Nope. Looking death right in the face, Tyler Jones, squad leader first class, is thinking one thing and one thing only. I'm gonna miss the damn draft. I mean, you work your whole life for a thing. It's only natural the thing be important to you. But most rational people would consider getting vaporized inside a derelict spaceship drifting through interdimensional space just a little more important than school. That's all I'm saying. I look down at the girl sleeping inside the cryopod. She has shortish black hair with a strange white streak running through her bangs. Freckles, a gray jumpsuit. Her expression is the kind of blissful you only see on babies or the cryogenically frozen. I wonder what her name is. I wonder what she'd say if she knew she was about to get me killed. And I shake my head, muttering over the scream of my suit alarms as the ship around me begins to tear itself into a million burning pieces. She better be worth it, Jones. Let's back it up a little. About 4 hours, to be exact. I know they say to start your story at the exciting bit, but you need to know what's going on here so you can actually care about me getting vaporized. Because me getting vaporized is totally gonna suck. So, 4 hours ago, I'm in my dorm at Aurora Academy. I'm staring up at the underside of Bjorkman's mattress and praying to the maker that our training officers throw some kind of grav failure or fire drill at us. The night before the draft, they'll probably just let us get some rest. But I'm praying anyway because, A, even though he never snores, Bjorkman is snoring now and I can't sleep. B, I'm wishing my dad could be there to see me tomorrow. And I can't sleep. C, it's the night before the draft and I can't sleep. I don't know why I'm so worked up. I should be cool as ice. I've aced every exam, finished top of almost every class, 99th percentile of all cadets in the academy. Jones Tyler, squad leader, first class. Golden boy. That's what the other alphas call me. Some throw it as an insult, but I take it as a compliment. Nobody worked harder than me to get here. Nobody worked harder once they arrived. And now all that work is about to pay off, because tomorrow is the draft, and I've earned 4 of the top 5 picks, and I'm gonna have the best squad a senior class in Aurora Academy has ever seen. So why can't I sleep? Surrendering with a long sigh, I climb out of my bunk, drag on my uniform, drag my hand through my blonde hair, and shooting a look at Bjorkman that I wish could kill, or at least mute. I slap the door control pad and stalk out into the corridor, cutting off his snores behind me. It's late. 0217 station clock. The illumination is set low to simulate nighttime, but the fluorescent strips in the floor light up as I mooch down the hallway. I ping my sister, Scarlet, on my uniglass, but she doesn't answer. I think about pinging Kat, but she's probably asleep, like I should be. I wander past a long plasteel window, looking at the aurora star burning beyond, gilding the frame's edge in palest gold. In old Terran mythology, Aurora was the goddess of the dawn. She heralded the coming of daylight, the end of night. Someone back in the day gave her name to a star, and that star gave its name to the academy now orbiting it, and the Aurora Legion I've given my life to. 5 years I've lived here. Signed up the day I turned 13, my twin sister right beside me. The recruiter on New Gettysburg Station remembered our dad. Told us he was sorry. Promised we'd make the bastards pay. That dad's sacrifice, all our soldiers' sacrifices, wouldn't be for nothing. I wonder if I still believe that. I should be sleeping. I don't know where I'm going. Except I know exactly where I'm going. Stalking down the corridor toward the docking bay, jaw clenched, hands in my pockets to hide the fists. 4 hours later, I'm pounding those same fists on the cryopod seal. The chamber around me is filled with 100 pods just like it, all rimed with a layer of pale frost. The ice cracks a little under my blows, but the seal isn't opening. My uniglass is running a wireless hack on the lock, but it's too slow. If I don't get out of here soon, I'm dead. Another shockwave hits the Hadfield, shaking the whole ship. There's no gravity in the derelict, so I can't fall. But I'm hanging on to the cryopod, which means I still get whipped around like a kid's toy, smashing my spacesuit's helmet into another pod and adding one more alarm to the 17 already blaring in my ears. Warning. Suit integrity breach. H2O reservoir compromised. Uh-oh. The girl in the cryopod frowns in her sleep like she's having a bad dream. For a moment, I consider what it's going to mean for her if we make it out of this alive. And then I feel something wet at the base of my skull. Inside my helmet. I twist my head and try to spot the problem, and the wetness sloshes across the back of my neck, surface tension gluing it to my skin. I realize my drinking tube has ruptured, that my hydration tanks are emptying into my helmet, that even if this fold storm doesn't kill me, in about 7 minutes, my helmet is going to fill with water, and I'm going to be the first human I've ever heard of to drown in space. If we make it out of this alive? No chance, I mutter. No chance, the lieutenant says. 3.5 hours earlier, I'm standing in Aurora Academy flight control. The flight deck lieutenant's name is Lexington, and she's only 2 years older than me. A couple of months back at the Foundation Day party, she had too much to drink and told me she likes my dimples. So I smile at her as often as possible now. Hey, if you've got 'em, flaunt 'em. Even at this hour, the docks are busy. From the mezzanine above, I can see a heavy freighter from the Trask sector being unloaded. The huge ship hangs off the station's shoulder, her hull battered from the billions of kilometers under her belt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?